Jen Delaney with AARP, and I know J-Dog J is going to stay with us a little bit and spend some time on this Friday. Nice enough to come over to our studios here in Dover. And Jen Delaney, I was just talking to Jay Lucas a little bit during the break about this, what we're talking about for senior. Basically, we have a lot of people getting older in our state and in the country, by the way, as you know, Jen. And I have friends. I have friends. I just finished a thought here, and I'm going to let you run with this, Jen, and tell us what you're doing, and Jay will be coming on too. Is I have good friends of mine. I talked in the earlier 9 o'clock hour. They live in the Lakes region, and one of their moms was coming out of Concord Hospital with some heart challenges, and they've been really trying to find a place for her, whether it's a rehab facility or part-time, because she's not ready to really live back in the home. So the systems of care for healthy aging, what you're talking about, this particular SB 36, the bill, this hits home to a lot of families. So tell us about it, because it is a growing issue. And if you're, until you go through it, and I've gone through it years ago, until you go through it with a loved one, it is a full-time, all-consuming, stressful job to manage their health. So take it away, Jennifer.
You are absolutely right, Jack. I mean, New Hampshire has one of the most rapidly aging populations in the United States. And yes, in the Lakes region, actually where I live, Carroll County and Coos are two of the oldest counties. And actually I took care of my dad with Parkinson's disease. So, which is one of the reasons I came to AARP to, help continue to work on these issues. UNH says that, people are in the 50s, 60s, 70s has expanded exponentially over the last 10 years, and it's going to increase in New Hampshire over the next 20 years. So the Systems of Care for Healthy Aging bill introduced by Senator Gannon is incredibly timely, because up until now, there really was no system at all. You know, it's kind of a fragmented hodgepodge of different services, people trying to do their best, but, you know, everything is underfunded and not coordinated. So the intention of this bill is to kind of bring all those pieces together so that if somebody needs to go into a nursing home, of course they can do that, and that's a really important, you know, piece of the puzzle. But also, if they need something a little bit less, then they can also, we have the resources to help them find what they need to stay in their home. I have a great example I'd like to share with you, and that is a gentleman living up in Berlin, 91 years old, going to church, going to, you know, play chess and, you know, going to the senior center for all of his meals. He was short of breath. The only problem he had, he could live alone, but he couldn't get up the stairs. Mm-hmm. And so his kids, you know, called around. He was Medicaid eligible, called around, tried to get him a chair, like a lift chair to get up the stairs, couldn't get one, you know, called ServiceLink, which, is wonderful, but is very underfunded, and they're supposed to, you know, direct people to resources. They ended up paying out of pocket $5,000 for the chair, which, you know, of course, they were happy to do.
Right.
But if they were not able to afford that chair, their father would have ended up as a Medicaid patient in a nursing home, which would have cost the state hundreds of thousands of dollars over the last 2 years of his life. So, you know, because we're not providing or able to help folks access those services, which are much less to stay in home, then the state ends up paying a lot more money if you're on Medicaid. So that's one part of the bill. And I just want to, I have lots more to say, but just wanted to see if there are any questions there.
Well, no, and Jay Lucas come in here as one of our, joining me in this hour. Jay, and I were talking during the break about this. The challenge, too, for a lot of these facilities is to get healthcare workers, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the difficulty in getting people into the labor market, particularly trained, is enormous. But it's such an important challenge because I love the way you just described the cost element of this, and we need to have the flexibility to do these maybe less expensive, lower investment options to keep people healthy and active, because there's the cost side of it, but truly the economics of it work out to make so much sense. But there's also the quality of life part of it, too. because as people are getting older and we're getting this increased elderly senior population, people want to be active. We want to have a great quality of life. And we see people in their 80s, 90s, and sometimes beyond being incredibly active. And if we can do those little things that kind of extend quality of life, it just makes so much sense to do that and have the flexibility to do so.
Yeah. Well said,
yeah,
Jen.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that this bill aims to do. You know, it's going to bolster that service link piece so that folks can actually, there's a place that they can go to find out where they can get those resources. It also is going to help increase rates. I mean, one of the things, you know, people who are doing in-home care, they're making $10 an hour. And you could go to McDonald's, you know, and be 14 years old and make, you know, $15-16 an hour. So, you know, we need to ensure, and a lot of folks too who are doing the in-home care will go to Massachusetts or another state because our rates are so low. So, you know, just keeping up with inflation is, you know, something that we probably need to do, you know, across the state to ensure that we have the workers to help folks and to keep them healthy in their community. And also, we probably need somebody to kind of look at the whole system and ensure that it's coordinated. And that's what this bill does. And it has, you know, bipartisan support, which is, you know, always rare. Important, especially this year.
Well, Jen Delaney, AARP. Go ahead, Jay.
Jen, I was just going to say, I love what you're doing because this is it's an area that is not not as well known right now, but I think you're at the leading edge of a positive tsunami in a sense, but they call it the silver tsunami, if you will, of the aging of the population, and these needs are going to be, you know, they're significant now. They're going to be even more so in the future. And the fact that you're out here leading the way on this, I think, is just really, really vital. So we really appreciate it.
Well said. Well said. All right, Jen Delaney, AARP. If people want to learn more about SBs at 36, are you what you're trying to do here? What's the best way, Jen, to get in touch?
So they can email me at jddelaney@aarp.org. Our state director, Christina Fitzpatrick, had a fantastic op-ed in the Union Leader last Sunday. And if they want to take action and let, you know, Congress or let the State House know they support this bill, they can go to the Gen Court website, and that is GENCOURT, NewHampshire.state. And, you know, go to the Senate Health and Human Services Committee, and you can just, with one click, you can email the whole committee and let them know you support this bill. It's the Systems of Care for Healthy Aging Bill.
Thank you, Jen. I appreciate it.